Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Francis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Francis. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Clemente moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is hit by the pitch. Mazeroski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, four strike three. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards short. Lilis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Bruce moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Aspromonte reaches third base with a triple. Bruce scores. Spangler scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Astros. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball towards right. Clemente catches it and throws to home to double up Aspromonte. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 3, Pirates, 3. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards first. Staub reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Bruce reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis is 0-for-1 in the game. Francis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Bob Veal now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan has Runnels trapped. There's the throw to Pagliarani and over to Bailey, who tags Runnels for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspromonte scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-3, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. It's 5-3, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bruce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Roy Face. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Mota moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. Mota moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mota scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 5-4, Astros. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Clemente scores. Lynch moves to third. It's 6-5, Pirates. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Al McBean now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Howie Goss pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss strikes out. One out. John Bateman pinch hits for Don McMahon. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Spangler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Astros, 6, Pirates, 6. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Jim Wynn now playing shortstop. Howie Goss now playing center field. Al Spangler now playing left field. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Ron Brand pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan bunts towards the mound. Umbrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Brand moves to second. One out. Dick Drott now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-4 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a line drive towards the mound. McBean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-5 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to third. Mota moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it and throws to home to get Logan. Mota moves to third. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mota scores. Bailey moves to third. Verdon moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Houston Astros, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.